The topic tonight is what role energy plays in detoxing, and I'm going to ask Dr. Davis if he would lead us off with that information, some of the insights and protocols that he's developed in his practice. As always, it is an open format. If you have a question, please feel free to ask it. Just remember to unmute your phone. And if you have any questions that are off the topic, if we could kind of save those towards the end of the call, so that we can stay on target for the detoxing portion of this, and then we'll open it up for any questions at all. So, Dr. Davis, could you start off for us?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Not to insult anybody's intelligence, but to bring everybody to the same page, we all are aware that those who live in America, we breathe contaminated and poisoned air. Some 80-some thousand chemicals have been identified. We have close to 2,100 chemicals in the municipal water supplies for those who haven't quite figured out that they need to filter their water. In our food chain, if you just were to go to a regular grocery store, there's approximately 5,500 chemicals within the food chain, and of the food, 66% of that has been genetically manipulated, meaning that they've altered the gene pool, so therefore as we eat it, our body isn't quite sure what this is all about. So in the process of detoxing, or the concept of being overwhelmed in a toxic environment, what we're seeing and what I'm seeing and what I'm reading is that we have a society that is becoming more and more and more a victim of a toxic environment. It all kind of started in the 60s when the book The Silent Spring came out, and then recently it was revisited with a book that came out in 1997, which is called Our Stolen Future, written by Theo Kolbern and his associates. But what you really have is this. We have contaminants in our air and our water and our food, and all those contaminants, even though you do the best you can do to eliminate them as far as the hard substance, those of you that are on the call tonight are somewhat familiar, and some are probably more of an expert than I am as far as subtle energy. And what happens is if you actually have pesticide, herbicide residues in your water supply and you filter them out, the energetics are still there. If you have within your system aberrant energies on a regular basis, this can lead to ill health. And so most everybody is familiar with those concepts. So in the process of attempting to try to get sick people well, to move them from a energetic game plan where they have no energy at all, move them up back into life, the chronic fatigue, the fibromyalgia, those that are just whooped and completely worn out, what we have at our disposal with subtle energy is something that in the last year or so I've become very excited about, because as we do testing, some of you have more diagnostic capabilities than others, some of you have instrumentation, some of you use muscle testing and those things, but the bottom line is the average human is losing energy heavily. They do not have the ability to recreate it or regenerate it because the food chain that they're putting into their body, which used to sustain us, does not have that energy. There are several energy measurement devices out there, and there's certain energy behaviors, but one of the things that I found, I stumbled across about a year, year and a half ago, is an old scale, which is called a Bovis scale, which has to do with energy movement as it relates to what's available to us in our food chain and what we produce. The average human lives on about 6,500 angstroms in this Bovis scale marker. And what happens when we develop the chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and degenerative disease states, we move down to 4,500 angstroms. And to be able to detox, our body actually energetically has to move upwards to 10,000 angstroms. Now, in the German world, as they brought this technology to the United States, what they've discovered is in our food chain, the organic raw foods are only at 6,500 angstroms. The water supply is less than 2,200 angstroms. So if you went to the healing waters of Lourdes, like in France, that water pond and pool basically is about 14,000 angstroms. So the drill is, we're more than just biochemistry, we're more than bioelectricity. There's a number of different energies swirling through us. And what I've observed recently, because I just don't use the diagnostic testing of AGA and the diagnostic testing and muscle testing, I'll actually use conventional testing to kind of shore up and see things. So there's an oxalic acid test, which will give you a screen of biochemical pathways. There's also hair analysis and mineral analysis, 24-hour urines. And what I've had the privilege of using in the last probably 4 months specifically is targeting these folks who are toxic as far as oxalic acid testing and hair analysis testing, and actually seeing the mineral content dropping pretty heavily and their actual chemical contaminant residue dropping pretty heavily. So this is what I do as a protocol. If you came to me as a patient and we were to look at you as a chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia that is in auto intoxication and cannot clear and your energetic pool is less than 4,500, there is a product that was created called Oxygen Plus. Because in the process of the body for chelating and moving things out, oxygen is necessary, hydrogen is necessary for the body to move. You have the hydrogen as the electron pool, and then the oxygen to create the oxidative phosphorylation activity. So in the Oxygen Plus, it's an energetic of magnesium and oxygen and calcium. It's also an energetic of copper and zinc. And when we provide that to the body, what happens is there's an energy movement that begins to take place. And we have them take 10 drops of the Oxygen Plus 3 times a day during the daytime. Then at night, what we do is we have them take stress relief, and we also have them take Balance, 10 drops of each, and a little shot glass of pure water before they go to bed. Now, if they're having other challenges going on as far as depression and anxiety, we may actually add to them Tranquility and Harmony to deal with the emotion and the energetic of the brain. But as far as a focus for detoxing, what's very, very exciting is the Oxygen Plus during the day, and then in the evening before bed, the stress relief and the Balance to help kind of re-regulate that hypothalamus axis. And what we have seen just recently is a couple of hair analysis, and I think I sent one down, which actually was mine, because I'm my own personal guinea pig. I just want to see what's up. And toxic metals of aluminum, mercury, and lead drop out very quickly. And also, the very interesting thing is we've actually had...
Dr. Davis?
Yes.
When you say drop out, did you do a before and after hair analysis?
Yes, correct. Before and after.
Okay.
So in the process of this, what we find, the actual chemistry moved. As far as I use another test called biological terrain, and in the biological terrain behavior, there's a little mark for those of you familiar with that particular work. And what we have is the oxidative load, as it was referred to as redox, as well as the buffering agents for the body all shift in the right direction. So we have a couple of tests that actually show the hair analysis as well as the biological terrain showing a shift taking place not only at the cellular level but also energetically. And then what we also found, the whole shift of their mood took place and an actual energy came up that I have found very, very difficult with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of supplements in an attempt to try to detox patients. The other thing that was kind of interesting as well, because we're dealing with energy and the fundamental energy, from my understanding from Dr. Urey, the fundamental energy of the base elements is what we're using as it's tagged to the energy which is in the actual trace mineral. So I'm thinking biochemistry, 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 and we're going to do energy, so we're going to shift of movement, and so how does that actually affect the significant change we see in biochemistry? So it goes back to an argument that I had with a colleague about 10 years ago, where this whole notion, as I started moving heavier into this alternative move, is that we have tossed in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of supplements, biochemically supposedly correct. And unfortunately, patients, when they take those particular supplements, some of you that do detoxing and chelation work and that kind of stuff, if you're familiar with X work, which I did a number of years ago, and hair analysis of tissue mineral analysis to knock and drive minerals out, when a patient begins to chelate out their toxic metal of mercury and lead and aluminum, and specifically aluminum and mercury, there's all kinds of neurologic challenges that will take place with a patient, even to the point that total cognitive skills and short-term memory is completely eliminated for a few days in some of these patients. What we're finding in this protocol, using this as an adjunct and actually as an energetic, what we're finding is the symptom of the overwhelming auto intoxication detoxing pathways are being aborted, meaning for some reason they don't have the sense that they're being poisoned by everything coming back out of their system, which is a nice thing. That way compliance is better. And secondly, the evidence is actually showing that it's really working. So muscle testing-wise, vega testing-wise, biological training-wise, and hair analysis, and then oxalic acid for toxic chemical release, all these things are shifting in a pattern that actually is coming more normal. And I'm very excited. Like I say, I've only been working this protocol, this mindset, for about 5 months at this level, and we're beginning to see some very significant move in a very nice way. And then for those of you that work with children in the pediatric world, what you'll find with the ADD, ADHD, even to the autistic child, they too are auto-intoxic. They're victims of a toxic environment. They have liver impairment. They have inability to detox. They're being overwhelmed in their brain by neurotoxins. And some of those neurotoxins really are nothing more than heavy metal poisoning. And what we're finding is very simply, because putting them on a detox protocol, getting mom and dad to cooperate, putting them into a position of using regular biochemical metals, in other words, using magnesium citrates or ionic magnesium forms to push out aluminum forms to be able to move the body, get them to a titrated state of diarrhea, those kinds of movements are very difficult because compliance is so difficult because we make the patient uncomfortable. So I'm just really pleased that we're able to do these things in a more gentle way. It really appears to be working. And as we get more numbers and more post-tests back, I'll have a more definitive statement here. But just as I feel and what I'm seeing, I'm very impressed and very excited. So what I'm using, again, is the Oxygen Plus during the day. And then what we use at night, stress relief and balance. And then we're using regular nutritional protocols that most of you are familiar with anyway. But the bottom line is the downside effect of doing this didn't have any symptomatic overlay so that they were going to discontinue. So we had compliance, which was pretty good. And then my question was, is this really working? And then we do the muscle test stuff, the vega test, electrical stuff, and we started to realize that, yeah, it is working. And everybody is in a happy mode rather than an ongoing stress and trying to keep them preaching in that well.
Do you know which way or how they're actually eliminating it? Is it through the urine or stool?
I believe at this particular point in time, because I haven't had stool culturing as far as assays that way, but I believe that what's happening is coming out the urine, and I also believe it is coming out detox pathway through the stool, actually both.
Have you thought about or used a far infrared sauna to see how that would impact the situation?
Yeah, I have. I don't use it, but I do have a couple of clients that actually have purchased them. And what's very interesting, I have a gentleman that's been in a far infrared sauna for a year. He's a Gulf War syndrome individual, is chemically challenged through this whole process. And just by adding the Oxygen Plus stress relief and balance, we've created more of a movement towards normalcy in the last 4 months than we have done with him and with three other alternative doctors in our community in the last 5 years. It's been huge.
Okay, and last question. Have you used deuterium sulfate as part of the Oxygen Plus protocol?
I haven't, but we're in the process, I believe, as one of our new formulas we're talking about.
Okay.
Dr. Davis, where does the chronic fatigue and the chronic adapt fit into this protocol? Does it still fit in the way you were using before?
Yeah, sure does.
Or?
No, it still does. It's just, again, with the individuals, the fatigue and adapt as energetics to kind of help support their adrenal system and the hormonal system, and those are daytime protocols that I would continue to use and still
okay.
use. It's just that tonight, just focusing on the detox, that's what I see and what I started doing, real focus, and it seemed to have a little different move in the patients. So, that's pretty cool.
Dr. Davis, excuse me, Elena, Michigan, let me ask you, did you try to use just energetic protocol without any other nutritional supplements?
No,
did you try and measure if it shows any...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still one of them country bumpkin doctors that are living up here just scratching out a living. So in the research world, which I would love to do, to focus and take out all the variables, I'd love to do that. But that's just not the way I do business.
Okay.
I understand what your question is, but my practice won't allow me to do that right now.
Dr. Okay. Davis, after hearing this, I'm going to try the Oxygen Plus, but I had been doing, prior to any detox work, I had started going back to the original one, which is Foundation.
Right.
And just doing like a water washout, just very much hydrating them, just using Foundation. Mm-hmm. And that was really nice. And when I actually started detox procedures, they weren't getting as sick.
Right. Exactly right. And that's part of the protocol as well. Most of these individuals, it goes into that chakra thing. And most of these individuals that are really trapped, they've got all kinds of foundational issues that are wrong. So that's a primary protocol. But as far as the new focus of what I'm doing, I just kind of highlighted those three supplements specifically for this protocol.
Mm-hmm.
There are other things we're doing.
Dr. Davis, have you found any chronic fatigue patients that can't tolerate 10 drops three times a day?
Oh, sure. Yeah, when we take 100 patients in the chronic fatigue world, there's a wonderful illustration that was, I think it's on, forget the website. If I jog my memory here in a minute, I'll tell you what it is. But there's a wonderful Hans Selye protocol in the chronic fatiguer where you go from they're upright to they're exhausted, and then there's a 7-step protocol when they're finally laid out and they cannot move and they're whining 24/7 on the couch and they're sleeping all the time, can't move. Those patients are real tricky. They can only titrate in a couple of drops every 3 to 4 hours. Again, it's a matter of profiling how far down the road they are. Generally speaking, the further down the road, so if they are a profile, say 6 on this vernacular of 1 to 7, 7 being they're completely bedridden, if they're a 6 on the scale, they're going to have real trouble because they already don't have any energy. It's almost like a battery that the cells have gone completely dry, and then you're going to throw in battery acid into it, and it stops popping and cracking. Most of the time, those folks can't handle new energy, but they desperately need it, so we trickle it in.
Yes, this is where heart rate variability is very useful because you can tell on the Health Express if someone's 11.7 or 12.7, 13.7, that's what you have to do is go smaller dosages.
Mm-hmm. You have to trickle it in on those because they just flat out can't tolerate that new energy sources coming at them.
Does anybody have any other questions of Dr. Davis?
Yes, I have a question. What the maximum amount of drops you're giving to the patient?
What's the maximum?
Yes, maximum.
And it's just because of the way I'm doing it, and this is all kind of, I guess we would say we're learning as we go.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to get folks up to about 30 drops a day, 10 drops three times a day. When they finally can get to that level, it appears that they will move quicker, faster into their wellness mode. Some patients can't do that, so we back them off. And then again, with testing and the different things we do, we trickle charge it in a few drops every few hours to get them there. So I guess you would say, what is my target? My target for everybody is about 30 drops a day of each of the things I'm going to use. And try not to go further than that. But that's just what I'm doing.
Okay. And what about asbestos? Did you try to test it for asbestos?
You mean asbestos toxicity?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It actually can be picked up in vega testing as well as muscle testing.
Mm-hmm.
And also in the oxalic acid, there is a sidebar that gives a clue that there may be asbestos involved. Mm-hmm. And specifically, don't have a patient with that, but we do have a number of people with other metals and issues that we're worried about.
Okay, thank you.
Do you only use stress relief and balance in the evening, never during the day?
No, again, that's a good question. It depends on patient. I also use a symptom survey form, which is the Hans Selye form. And if their life stresses are greater than 300 points, we'll have them take stress relief all day long.
Okay. But balance just in the evening?
I use balance only in the evening. I found that some patients tolerate it in the day. I found that I get a better rhythm in them and less rattling of their nervous system, and it's just my thing. Not to say that I'm right, wrong, or different. It's just that I found this is a comfort level that I'm okay with because the balance during the day for me and a couple of patients created a number of stresses, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to do the nighttime thing because we seem to get them to sleep. We allow them to get that recovery thing going.
I'll put some more in a parasympathetic state anyway. Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Any more questions for Dr. Davis?
Yeah, one last question. Are you using colonics as a part of the baseline protocol?
I don't. Very familiar with colonics and was trained by one of the big colon therapist groups in Anaheim and training itself in chiropractic back in the day. And I live in a kind of a cowboy community. Here in Redden, California. They're not real sure about people messing with that area. So
I got you. Okay.
What about herbal body rubs?
Yes, I have a couple of massage therapists that are very good at that. And so in our very desperately ill patients, yes, I refer them out to them. I don't do that. I don't have time for that. But I do have resources in the community where we refer out.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, good questions. Good comments.
I have a question, Dr. Ivanova from Florida. Dr. Davis, how long did you use, for example, combination balance with oxygen and the stress relief for detoxification?
How many weeks
or how many months?
So
what is the treatment course?
Good question. What I'm doing with them is that I tell them right from the get-go, from my conventional long-term therapies at this, it takes 3 months to get a significant shift in all their chemistries. So they'll stay on this protocol for 3 months, and then we'll reassess at that time.
Thank you very much. And I have another question. Did you have any experience with using energy tools products like Oxygen Plus and Stress Relief and Balance for detoxification for the patients on a long course of antibiotics due to chronic infection? Okay, to make it easier to understand, maybe last conference call, I told about one patient, this is a lady in Pennsylvania, with pulmonary fibrosis, that actually she developed it on the basis of two things. First thing, this is chronic infection with chlamydia pneumonia and mycoplasma pneumonia in pretty high level, 3 times maximum of immunoglobulin G for mycoplasma pneumonia level to confirm the diagnosis, and cultured chlamydia pneumonia from her blood. And she's on oxygen 5 liters in a minute, and she started to use Oxygen Plus and Acute Immune I recommended to her in the middle of April. She improved dramatically, and she was actually on 7 drops of Oxygen Plus 4 times a day and Acute Immune 5 drops 3 times a day. And she improved and felt very well, and I put her on tetracycline, long course, 500 milligrams 4 times a day. Right now she is on the 4th week of tetracycline, but she continuously uses Oxygen Plus and Acute Immune. I did not use Stress Relief or Balance or Foundation, just 2 components. And she feels a lot of energy, and she said that she started to feel like some kind of uncomfortable condition. She started to feel like too much energy that she did not know what to do with it.
Right.
And
what
a few days ago, I decreased her Oxygen Plus to 5 drops 4 times a day and Acute Immune 2 times a day. But also she uses Rose Absolute Essential Oil Energy, 5 drops 1 time a day. And second component of her condition for her pulmonary fibrosis, this is allergic pneumonitis that she developed many years ago, moving into the house where it was a lot of mold and a lot of other substances, and they did painting and repairing, and after that she started to experience problem with breathing. So she told me that as soon as she joined Rose Energy to her treatment protocol, she started to feel immediately from the first time immediate improvement for her allergic reaction, like congestion in your upper respiratory tract that did not respond on any medication. Claritin D helped very little, but actually it was no relief. So right now she is 2 months on this energy support, and in my opinion, because she is doing well, but she needs to stay longer on tetracycline with decreased dosage, like 500 milligrams 3 times a day, then I would recommend her to slowly decrease Oxygen Plus energy and Acute Immune support, and those energy probably, it could be 1 time a day, 5 drops, that's okay. The whole oxygen saturation stays high, 97, 98, 99, and she feels pretty good.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And this is my question to you, if you had the same experience with the same close diagnosis, and you know for how long it can be used, or it will be our unique case as example that can be the basis for the future protocol for the similar condition.
Yeah, no, I think that we're trailblazers, and I think that what you're doing is wonderful work, and it's a matter of just being intuitive with your patient, and in time, we'll begin to develop those protocols that will be tighter. But I do believe that you're on the right emotional path, that you're going to reduce it enough and you're going to move it a little bit differently as she continues to improve.
Well, actually, if you said that you used course about 3 months, so if I decrease her energy products very, very gradually, very slowly within the next month, probably the whole length of her full treatment course, it will be the same 3 months.
Correct, I believe so.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for your hard work. That's wonderful.
Just a moment, can I add a few words? The same patient, because she used the Rose Energy, it is Rose Absolute Energy, she has a small dog that experienced problem with some kind of allergy, maybe food, maybe something else, and the dog had itching on her belly and losing hair and some kind of rash, and no one medication from veterinarian helped, and they did not know what to do with the dog. And finally this lady decided on her own that if Roseoil Energy helped her to alleviate her allergic symptoms, they did not respond on any medication, maybe dog can experience the same. And she gave the dog one drop of rose absolute oil in a little water and gave it to the dog to drink it. Dog drank it. And in about 3 hours, she paid attention that dog stopped itching. And then she looked at her belly and she saw that rash or redness, how she explained it, became much less than it was. It was within 3 or 4 hours. And then the dog continued to improve. And next day she did not have any rash, any redness, and she did not scratch her belly anymore. No hair could not grow so fast, but it was the result, absolutely clear skin. And she asked me if it is okay that she gave her. No, I told her that because she had very good result, probably it was okay because it would not hurt. And the dog is happy from one drop of rose absolute oil energy in a little water as emergency treatment for the dog with, as I understand, allergic reaction. But what kind of allergy, I don't know. But a few days later, she said dog stayed in the same status, no itching, no rash, nothing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
This is a unique case of using. But I need to attract the attention to the use of energy, of essential oils. This is new part of Energy Tools product that I work with Dr. Yuri Kron. And it started a few months ago, the idea to try essential oils energy. Because we considered how it could work. And probably it works by the energy way. And rose absolute oil, it's famous for its anti-allergenic properties. It's famous and known. And that's why we decided to try rose oil energy on a patient with allergic components for their pulmonary problems. And we see that positive results. So if you have patients that experience alveoli, like allergic pneumonitis, so alveolitis, so upper respiratory tract allergies, I think it could be reasonable to try rose absolute essential oil energy for this condition. Then we could have a few cases, and analyzing them all together, we can develop protocol of using this product for the patients with similar condition.
Right. Thanks a lot, Svetlana. That was very good information. And just for all of you to know, that it's not on the order form, but it is available, the energetics of the Rose Absolute. Information about how it helped Svetlana's patients is brand new, so if anybody wants to test any patients with allergy types of things, you can call us and you can get it at a discounted rate for the first go-around feedback that we might get back. Okay.
I have a question about using the products. Do they need to be held in the mouth a little bit in the water before swallowing, or just drink like water?
Just drink like water.
Okay.
Just drink like water. Is there anybody else that's out there that wants to share on detoxing?
Constance?
Yes.
It's Elena, Herbal Skin Clinic, Kalamazoo, Michigan. I'm doing holistic skincare. And, of course, all skincare problems we're starting to cure with detoxing, body detoxing. And I have several cases, you know, I'm starting always all my clients with severe acne or simple, moderate, severe cystic acne or rosacea, all those inflammations, inflammatory conditions with deep detox. And I can't really measure, because like Dr. Davis, I don't have that equipment to measure exact amounts, reduction of heavy metals. But I can say we're using topical and internal energetic formulas, Foundation Plus, for 2 weeks, and then I use Constantly Balance, Acute Adapt, Restore Energies. It's a really big difference because with the same topical products, without any another herbal protocol or supplements in protocol, only pure subtle energy added to the topicals gives really big result. I would say about 30 to 50% results, balancing hormones plus detoxing. And for detoxing, I use Foundation Plus, similarly like Dr. Davis Plus, I use Oxygen Plus, and Restore, I don't really know is it related to detoxing or not, but it works amazingly for cases of fibromyalgia. It's not skin problem, but I have several clients who I knew for over 5 years who were coming to my clinic to do herbal body rubs and different detoxing procedures like mud rubs and special lymph drainage massages. And when I wasn't familiar with energy tools, I could reduce their problems with all of this procedure by, I would say, maybe 30-40% pain-wise, how patients would respond. But after those supplements become available in my practice, it's really, really give a much better result. I can't really measure, but all of my clients are very, very happy with those.
Great. Thank you. Dr. Stasko, do you have anything to add?
Yes, the one thing I want to mention for intestinal dysbiosis, which is another main area of toxicity and an area that has to be addressed during detoxification, the GI Aid and the healthy GI in combination with some good probiotics has really been a nice effect in helping the intestinal tract detox because, as most of us know, with heavy metals and viruses and different organisms, we really want the route of excretion to be the colon and not really the kidneys as much because the kidneys are so stressed to begin with. So by supporting the dysbiotic area, which is the colon itself, we can get a much better detoxification through the best route, which is through the colon of excreting these toxins. It's very important to go that way because it really takes the stress off the liver pathways and also the kidneys, which I really feel with a lot of this heavy metal work, whether it's oral chelation or IV, we're really doing a lot of stress to the kidneys. And if we have the route, the intestinal tract, the actual bowel itself being the main excreting mechanism, it's a lot easier on the body for detox. So I'll probably combine the GI Aid and the healthy GI with the Oxygen Plus and see what happens.
Great, great. And then what is your protocol with using the GI Aid?
Generally, I start them off depending. I use heart rate variability to really judge where the patient is energetically and also in response to the autonomic nervous system. So like Dr. Davis was saying, if someone's really downregulated on the parasympathetic nervous system, that's where the stress relief and balance comes in the evening. If they're really like a -3 or -4 on that, where most people live in the upper left-hand quadrant on heart rate variability testing, which is a state of inflammation, I will look at that depending on where they're at. And if they're really downregulated, like -3 or -4, I will start with the trickling effect of the energy products first. And most of those people are going to be 11-6, 12-6. 13-6 on heart rate variability. In my clinic, the heart rate variability is a way I really assess where to start with the patients and how fast or slow to go with dosage.
Right. And so how many times a day would you give them?
Generally, if they show a very downregulated parasympathetic and a very high health express, like 11-6 or above, I'll do them maybe 3 or 4 drops often, 4 or 5 times daily. And then as the heart rate variability changes, where they become like maybe 8-4, 9-3, something like that, maybe if they're like a -1 parasympathetic, then I will go to the higher doses, like 8 drops 3 times a day or up to 10 drops. I really agree with Dr. Davis on the 10 drops 3 times a day, but you really have to have some way of assessing because many times these patients will come in, and the only way you know if you have no way of monitoring is they're going to have a healing crisis. And I think it's an excellent point Dr. Davis made. I'm going to really see how it works the upcoming week with the Oxygen Plus in lessening that healing response because a lot of people go through severe healing crises. So I think this is exciting with Oxygen Plus and using it to lessen that effect.
Great, great. I wanted to share with everyone what Dr. Tran was going to talk about. Now, as most of you know, Dr. Tran is a veterinarian, but he deals with a lot of toxic issues. One of the big ones is with insecticide poisoning and mainly with cats because people use the wrong flea medication. They'll put dog flea medication on a cat, and what that does is it causes the cat to go into seizure, and there's about 24 hours from which you can save the cat from death. And what he uses is the Stress Relief or Tranquility Foundation and Clear Mind being for the seizure part of the toxic situation. And he'll do that 5 drops of each 3 times a day. And he said that he can see a couple of things happen. He also uses, as a nutrient, he uses alpha-pyloic acid and milk thistle to help the liver and the alpha-pyloic acid as the antioxidant. And he says that in 24 hours, sometimes faster than that, you can see a dramatic improvement of the animal, and oftentimes they can go home the next day. This same protocol works in dogs as well for rat poisoning, chocolate poisoning, mushroom poisoning, drug poisoning. So I thought I would just share that with you for all of you that have animals. And the other part of it is that this may be something that you look at if you have patients that come in that have some these kinds of poisonings. This type of protocol may help in humans as well. Dr. Tran has developed his protocols based off of what all of you say you see in your clinic. So there seems to be a direct correlation between the animals and people.
What amounts of drops were, what size of animals he used?
For cats, it's 5 drops. For medium-sized dogs, it's 10 drops. And for large dogs, it's 15 drops.
A day?
A dosage.
A dosage, okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
How many times a day?
3 to 4 times a day for severe problems, like poisoning types of things.
Johnson's, would you give us the formulas again, Stress Foundation and what others?
He uses Stress Relief or Tranquility, Foundation, and Clear Mind. Now, a lot of these poisonings cause seizures and a lot of brain poisoning, and so he uses the Clear Mind to help offset that type of problem, and he has very good luck and has had now for 1.5 years with it. So he asked me if I would share that with everyone, so there you go. I don't have a whole lot of depth on it, and when Dr. Tran is on the call, if anybody's interested, they can ask him more details. Does anybody have any questions?
I have a comment. What I was doing was using some of the energy tools as part of the colonic procedure, and I think I used a little too much because for 2 days I would get up at 2:00 in the morning, and I'd be just absolutely wide awake. So I mean, I got a lot of work done, but I didn't really know how to gauge it in 5 gallons of water. But it definitely was doing something with the GI aid and stress relief. So I would suggest that if you had a patient where you wanted an alternative delivery, you should look at adding this to the colonic mixture. And I'd like to see if it's replicated if anybody does try that.
Actually, I can add, I'm using it topical on my clients. And I use Healthy Mouth for patients who are very, very sensitive to any antiseptics and they have inflammations on their face. And I add in the masks and different treatments, some trace minerals, and additionally I send and, you know, I have energized, totally 100% energized creams, but I'm custom making all my masks for each client and I add few drops and I'm using constantly for inflammation, yes, Healthy Mouth, Balance, Acute Adapt, Acute Immune, Chronic Immune, and Foundation for Detoxing Mask and Foundation Plus.
How do you spread it around the mask? Do you mist it in there?
I just mixing it, yes. I am cooking my masks from herbs, different minerals, proteins, and it's warm, slightly. And then I just use a few drops, depend how large area I'm going to use it for. And I'm actually planning to use it for mud treatments and herbal body rubs. Also, I didn't try it yet, but I think on the mask, when I'm doing lymph drainage through the hot compresses or through the mask and hot herbal compresses with energy, it really shows result right away. After you take the mask away, you see the result right away.
Great. Thanks so much, Alina.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I have a question. This is Paula. I'm new to these products. I was just wondering if anybody had any particular protocols. I know we've been talking about fibromyalgia fairly often tonight, also kidney stones and autism. And is there any of these products that should not be given to a child? And can we mix any combination of the remedies together?
Can you answer that question, Dr. Davis?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because see, what we have is we are so trained in our conventional thinking as it relates to supplementation, and even in our years and years of training of conventional medicine. So therefore, we think that there will be a negative behavior. One of the things that I learned from a colleague a few years ago is that the brain produces apparently about 3,000 different frequencies. Mm-hmm. So we are a little radio tower, and the energies that you are providing to the body is already within the natural sequence of things, so we're not so much pushing biochemistry around as we are providing energy. And the body apparently has a better adaptation to that than it does to chemistry. That's a long answer, but what I find is if you just listen to your intuitive self and you keep working with and testing, I haven't been able to get myself into trouble yet, and I do an awful lot of this on a regular basis.
So there's no problem mixing like Clear Mind, Stress and Balance, and Tranquility First for a four-year-old?
I haven't found it yet.
But
me
either. You do mix the remedies, though.
Yeah, I mix a subtle energy cocktail, and it can be multi-flavored.
Okay. All right.
If you understand that drift.
Yeah, exactly. Anyone had any experience with autism there? Have you yourself had any experience with it?
Oh, yes.
And any particular remedies you're finding better?
And their autistic child, just from my perspective, just from the merry-go-round I've been on over the last 30 years on this thing,
mm-hmm.
as far as in the healthcare arena, that autistic child is a victim of this toxic environment.
Right, yep.
They have dysbiosis of the bowel. They
mm-hmm.
have impairment of their liver to be able to handle the toxins that they are exposed to. Some of the microbes within the bowel create outgassing and neurotoxins, what locks up the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have is that due to pesticide, herbicide, and just contaminants within the food chain and the water chain, they have lots of chemicals within their brain as well as heavy metals.
Right.
And it can be iron that's substituted in, or it can be mercury or lead. It depends on what neural cocktail they have been exposed to.
Okay.
And then the drill is being able to artfully detox them, resurrect their immune system, resurrect their liver, and to allow their brain to detox the toxic metals and chemicals and get them back on track.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the real profound things with the subtle energy is by trickle charging into a child, particularly stress relief, because one of the reasons they lock up is fear and anxiety, the natural outcome of anybody that's injured or a cellular system that's injured is going to do self-preservation and protect itself.
Mm-hmm.
And stress relief is a wonderful mechanism of being able to unfold that. Secondly, tranquility has an awful lot of energetics to be able to help the frontal lobe and the neural pathways. And then the remedy of balance, being able to take the injured pituitary, hypothalamus, adrenal axis, take that out of the loop. So as you start to unravel them, what you'll find is they'll start to come along.
Right. Now, should I just put this in kind of like a sippy cup and let them sip on it over the day?
It depends on their age. If there's a bottle, you can put it in their bottle. If they can handle a drink of sorts, just put a few drops in a Dixie cup or some kind of a small container.
He's four, so...
Sure, if you can handle that, you'll be fine.
And so just a couple drops of each of them would be enough?
Sure.
One other thing, this is Burton Goldberg. Dr. Gary Gordon's been working with some autistic children. He finds that hypercoagulability is a factor, the blood being like ketchup instead of wine.
Correct.
By using...
We've already had a live blood cell microscopy done, and his blood is actually, if that's an indication, is quite good. So we've cleared a lot of things out. So,
what does Gary do anyway? I mean, what was the protocol about Burton?
Say again?
Discuss the protocol anyway, even though it's...
They use heparin and other methods of, I think he's using oral calcium EDTA as well. And there's two great people in this area. One is Stephanie Cave of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and the other is Patricia Kane, a biochemist. And what Patricia does is she takes the blood and sends it out for fatty acid assays and a whole bunch of other things at Johns Hopkins University, and then they give her a reading, and she has a computerized program and the feeding and diet of the child. On my website, we have alternativemedicine.com. We have a story of Alex, who I have done due diligence with parents on three of these children. She has 21 autistic children straight now, and many, many in the oven. And Stephanie Cave in Baton Rouge is another expert. And, of course, the mercury and the pulling out of that mercury is big time out of the brain. The newest thing in research is Ari Vajani, is it, out of Immunolabs in Los Angeles. He did a paper showing the relationship between milk and mercury. And it appears that the mercury from the vaccinations and from the fish and mothers and everything else and dental goes through the mother, and it opens up and pries the brain, and the proteins in the milk go through and screw up the brain tissues. And he just published that about a year ago, just got published, so that's worth looking at.
Where did I find that?
Vajani of Immune Sciences on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles.
There's a company called Immunolabs.
Immunolab, that's it.
Immunolab?
Yeah, and he's worth talking to.
Great. Jeff, can you wind up this call with your impressions of the energetics and the energy body in the detoxing mode?
Yeah, we've been having some interesting experiences, and it seems like it's always like the 100th monkey. We all tend to come across the same things on different sides of the island all the time. And then we get together and we share them and we go, yeah, I've been doing that too. In the last 4 or 5 months, I have used and seen more deficiency in the fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin D, vitamin A, and when they're really, really sick and the liver can't do anything with your fatty acids, they even need vitamin K because you'll see bruising and so forth. I had dramatic results in about 4 or 5 cases of using Oxygen Plus, Foundation, Clear Mind, and just the fat-soluble vitamins. And in 3 of these cases, I had been using essential fatty acids long-term with artichoke, with liver support, with et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I am finding that people that have solvent toxicity, pesticide toxicity, which of course are solvents bound to chlorinated hydrocarbons, people that have exposure to solvents in printing material, et cetera, their livers are so compromised by these solvents that we can no longer even create vitamin D and vitamin A. And so it has to be put in, and I've been using a liquid supplement from Biotics Research, which are emulsified, so they're really absorbable. And I will share some of the heart rate variabilities that have occurred just doing the energy first and then putting in fat-soluble vitamins. And my most dramatic one was this week. I made a commitment years ago to taking care of veterans for nothing, as far as my personal time goes. The only thing they ever pay me for is my cost of my products. And I saw a man who was in Korea, he was in Vietnam, he is Agent Orange, diagnosed by the VA, came in, his heart rate resting was 97, it was 113 standing, he was full upper left quadrant, as inflamed as you could get, no parasympathetic response, totally sympathetic. And I didn't want to give him a lot of stuff because I thought he either had cancer or he was on his way out. He was at 12.7 on the heart rate variability. And he was starting to bruise, so I knew he was totally inefficient in his fat-soluble vitamins, but he needed energy. So I used Oxygen Plus, and the right-left side of his brain, one side with EAV, was measuring at the hypothalamus at around 90, and the opposite side was measuring around 60, and the balance point is 80 on most EAV devices. So I put in the Vital Force first and then made a re-examine with the heart rate variability, and he dropped 20 beats per minute standing and 15 laying down, just with more energy, and shifted right parasympathetically. I gave him a drop of vitamin K, 2 drops of vitamin D, and 5 drops of vitamin A, a little piece of bread, and his heart rate when we were done after that was at 76 resting and 87 standing. It's just a dramatic shift with the most basic nutrients coupled with energy. So this whole idea of needing fatty acids, needing minerals, needing peptides and proteins along with energy is now becoming de rigueur for me as far as detoxification goes of severe cases. Filling foundational needs at the cellular level for cell metabolism coupled with organizing energy. And so we do oxygen, waters, energy, and foundational nutrition. It's unbelievable. And I have to agree with Dr. Redding. We've used thousands of sophisticated homeopathics, herbal decoctions, et cetera, and when the pendulum swings back, you have to fill those foundational needs first. And that's my contribution for this month. And I think you guys should look at those needs for these foundational minerals. You need that vitamin D for hormone function, as well as all of your mineral metabolism. And so many of these people have dismetabolism of minerals at the cellular level, from the extracellular matrix to inside the cell. It's what the Oxygen Plus helps to reorganize. It's what the Balance helps to reorganize. And just check that out this month and see what you guys come up with. Very interesting observation and some very dramatic results. The Clear Mind, I had a woman, 31 years old. Since she's 19, she's had dyskinesia. Her speech is very slurred. She has inability to chew and swallow appropriately. And she's been to Johns Hopkins. She's been to all the major medical centers here in the East Coast. She has no diagnosed neurological disease, no ALS, no MS, none of this. She had two severe auto accidents, one at 16 and one at 18, closed head injuries. Her right side of her brain on EAV measured, it tipped the scale as high as my device went. It went up to 100. The left side was at 50 the first day I saw her. She was still having breakthrough seizures almost every day on maximum dose seizure medication. Put her only on Clear Mind and Balance because I was afraid of the case. Had her on it for 1 week. She went seizure-free. She went seizure-free now for over 2 months on just those two items. And the CNS support, the new CNS support, you guys got to check it out for all these neurotoxic people. People that are neurotoxic from cavitations and the residues of anaerobic microbes from dental issues, toxic root canals, from pesticide poisoning, from closed head injuries. This is when you reach in that bag for Balance, Clear Mind, and CNS support, MS patients, etc. It breaks the inverted neurological responses, the abnormal neurological responses, and has a tremendous reorganizing effect on the nervous system. And I'm sticking with the foundational therapies right now. I've gone through a lot of changes in the last year as far as my thought processes. And I was thinking tonight on my way home to this conference call, it's been a little bit over 3 years since we started using these products. And the evolution of use and understanding has just evolved through all of our experiences. And I'm using them so much differently now than I did before. And watching for different things on EAV, on heart rate variability especially, it never ceases to amaze me how rapidly someone can respond. When you see this veteran's HRVs tomorrow, Constance, and Bob, I'll even send a setup to you to see. Just dramatic. He was in this morning. He was straight up and down, right on normal. And his physical demeanor is just radically changed in a week. I've never seen anything like this in all the years I've been practicing. I've never seen such a dramatic change in someone that sick.
Jeff?
Yes?
What were his comments? What did his patient say about all this?
I just rocked his world. I mean, the guy is, he's hardcore. This guy's special forces. And I know he did a lot for our government, but if he had to take care of somebody for me, he'd do it. This man is just unbelievable. He said, I felt like I was at death's door, he said, and I have a new lease on life. He said, I feel so much better physically. He said, I can't believe it. And I've seen a lot of dramatic shifts over the years. 15 years of doing homotoxicology, you see some pretty wild things. It's really almost the wildest case I've ever seen of a dramatic recovery with the littlest intervention at the right time. Unbelievable. You know, I hate to get on and tell a war story, but I'll definitely share this case history with anyone that's on the call, or we'll post it up, because you almost have to see this to believe it, how dramatic this can be. Energy and the right foundational therapy.
Great. Well, thanks a lot. And speaking of posting it, I will post the information onto the chat line. So it has the ability to put photographs and charts and different things on there. And we're hoping to make this a nice communication tool for all of us so that we can expand our knowledge into this world of energetic medicine and have these dramatic things like you've just talked about and Swiftlana shares. And
one thing I wanted to add about the dog story with the rose.
Yes.
Many of you know that I have a lot of animals, and our animals reflect us, and they take on our energies, and they try and take things from us, too. They're very caring of us. And the dog story, when she was relating it, I thought, gee, her dog was so linked to her energetically, it had the same symptoms and the same disease as she has. We see this very frequently with people. And we have them treat their pets, or we see kids resonate off of their parents, or parents resonate off their kids. So look for those subtle energy relationships between spouses, between parents and children, and also between people and their pets. And if their pets are sick with the same kind of situation that they have them treat their pets too. I'm not saying universally treat everybody in the family, but that was a pretty dramatic story about how her pet was reflecting her illness and trying to take some of that off of her, too. And I think Gary would agree with that one.
I'm sure he would agree with that. He's seen it all, and he's sorry that he couldn't be with us tonight, but that's how things go. Does anybody have anything else that they want to add before we wind this up?
Actually, I can add one thing, because mostly I'm working with healthy people, because I'm not a medical facility. My healthy clients who are introduced to those drugs like Oxygen Plus or Rejuvenation or Balance just for general immune support and healthy lifestyle, everybody were commenting on one interesting thing. People saying, now I can take the full breath. I really didn't realize how I couldn't and never relax totally and breathe. And after taking the drops in the morning, I can kind of take a full breath and have a very happy, energized day. And that's how healthy people respond to that.
Right. Thank you, Alina. Anybody else have anything to add before we close off?
Just one more question for Dr. Davis on the exhausted chronic fatigue patients that he's trickle charging.
Yes.
How long do you have to trickle charge them before they begin to improve?
Oh, good question. In the 7 stages of chronic fatigue, it's a whole comprehensive of work, not just what we're doing with subtle energy. But if they will focus on the subtle energy and trickle it, a couple drops every couple hours, what you'll generally see is a significant move in energy within a week. And then what you can do is you can reevaluate what your other support systems are and even go to the point of increasing the amount that what they will be using.
Okay. Did you remember the website that was related to this you were thinking about earlier?
On Celia site?
Right.
No, but what I'll do is I'll send it to Constance, and then she can pass it on.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I apologize for that. It's just I had a mental glitch on that. It's been a while since I've gone to that site, but it's a wonderful piece. And sorry, I just had something come in my head. Let me check it, just make sure it's the right place.
While Dr. Davis is checking that, I just want to remind everybody that next month, Dr. Robert Stashko will be talking about his methods that he's developed in being able to check the energies. I'm sure that it is going to be a very informative and interesting learning session because I'm going to devote the whole thing to him. And that will be July the 23rd. Right, Dr. Stashko?
That's correct.
Okay. And so you'll all get the notices and everything out. I'll get them out to you early enough, and also I'll be getting invitations, all of you that have email invitations to join our chat room, and I hope that you take advantage of it and that we can start a nice learning community.
Something I want to mention, too, is that all the systems we use can be augmented by this. I mean, there's a lot of different systems out there. It's not really saying one system is better than the other. But like Jeff was saying earlier, sometimes we have to go back many times to the simple ways, and we make things so complicated, and this system is very easy to access, and it gives us good information, and we can just add to it or take away whatever we want from it, and I think it's going to help gel things together pretty well with testing.
Great, great. Well, I know we all look forward to it. Dr. Davis, did you find your address?
No, I didn't, but just a little comment. Some of you are more seasoned than others as it relates to this chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia issue, auto-intoxication thing. But just as a footnote, as we close tonight, just for me, I guess, there is a gentleman, his name is Dr. Russell Blaylock. He's a neurosurgeon, wrote a book, Excitotoxins. It's one of those kinds of books. It's a sci-fi, but it is reality. And if you actually go through the process of reading it, you'll come to better grips of what we're up against. But one of the little things that really haunts me is that a Parkinson's patient on PET scan will show 15 years before their first symptom energetically deficiency. In other words, their brain energy starting to go at the site of where the poisoning is taking place 15 years before they'll ever develop their first symptom. So what I see is that it takes 15 to 20 years to get them to that state. And what we have something in subtle energy that can make a significant movement and shift within 10 days to 2 weeks sometimes. So I'm very thankful to be part of this little study group. Glad that I've come to know Constance and Dr. Urey and for the work that they're doing. So I applaud them for this thing because it is helping us to help those that are desperately ill actually have hope.
On that note, if you folks could document and take some before and after pictures, that would help get this further along. I'm talking to health plans right now, and they just don't believe it's possible, and they want detailed studies, which we don't have. So if we could get some dramatic anecdotal documents like Jeff was talking about, and some of your patients that are just truly grateful that they feel better, if you could get their permission to use the before and after pictures and a write-up, that will certainly help the cause, because this is so foreign to the medical community that it's like witchcraft. But it's going to help millions of people if we can get it started and get it into a center where we could actually do some testing.
Burton, I have a patient encounter forms that are being used now to track the ABC codes and CAM protocols through MediMerge, and I will forward that to you directly and also to Constance for distribution to our group. And they are very simple encounter forms that are being used to document the ABC codes. And so anything that we use, and those of you that know the ABC codes or have signed up for it, if you haven't, get with it. I think the opportunity is still open. It was extended. And you can document exactly what you did, what your protocol was, and just write those in. Okay?
The pictures make a big difference if we can.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Before and after pictures and comments, testimonials. We really need that. And whatever you folks could do to help, the video camera, pictures, still pictures, comments, letters from the patients, we would really appreciate that.
Constance?
Yes?
This is Dave Griffith. Maybe you can send him that stuff on our drug patient.
Right, right. I'm going to post that on the internet for all of you to see the phenomenal results that Dave and Linda had with this young lady. We talked about it before in a couple of conference calls back. I'm going to post them on the internet and on our chat line so that you can see the dramatic difference, how it brought life back to this young woman that was way into the drug trail.
Constance, how are these energy medicines different from, like, other homeopathics or other energized flower remedies or other energized products that's on the market?
It's the method that they're made. Yuri has, you know, he's a physicist, and he spent 25 years studying how you can take and tap into this energetic world or the subtle energy world and formulate from it. And Bach remedies are from flowers, and that's great. You can take a Bach remedy, run it through his system, and amplify it and get a huge push on something that would take a long time to go through. Energy has its own qualities, and other types of energetic formulas like homeopathics, like aromatherapy and that, they all have their benefits. But the benefit to the technology is, one, that it is stable, two, that it is repeatable, and three, it is very strong. So as the doctors that have been working with us for a long time will attest to, it's a very strong component, much stronger than these other things that take time for them to build and to work. And if the system doesn't have enough energy to help with the aromatherapies or with the homeopathics or the nutrients or any of the things that you put with it, it just can't process it. And
right.
So these formulas are very unique in that way for them to have an organizing effect on the body and a profound relationship that they can create the synergistic effect of helping to be part of the puzzle. They're not the whole solution to the problem, but they're a key ingredient, and I'm sure that most of the doctors on the call tonight would agree to that.
In my discussion with people, the organizing factor seems to be the biggest differentiation between homeopathics and Dr. Krohn's work, is it actually starts organizing structures, and that seems to have a dramatic effect. And I've heard this described as the next generation homeopathic, because people understand what homeopathic may be. This is just a much more potent form that seems to get into the organization of the molecules.
Okay.
And in the August call, we're going to have Dr. Yuri Krohn come and talk to us a little bit about this and to help answer everybody's questions.
Thank you.
Constance, I have a question about the dog story and the rose oil.
Yes.
Was she using the Vital Force oil or was she using a regular essential oil?
It's not an oil. It's an energy of the oil. And it's in the trace minerals just like the other products.
Okay, but it was your product.
Yes, it's our product.
And she did one drop in water for the dog?
Yeah, this was a little dog, like a Chihuahua type dog.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a little hard to understand. Did she give the dog anything else?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
No, she didn't give it anything else, just the one drop in the water. I mean, the dog had been on other protocols trying to help get rid of this allergy, but nothing was working. So it's very possible that something was in the system and that when they added the energy to it, that's why it had that instant effect. But Rolls Absolute by itself seems to have a very interesting effect in relationship to allergies. So I'd like to get it out there to more people to get some feedback to see if these are unique cases or whether this is standard.
Okay, I'd like to try it. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, all right. Well, I want to thank everybody for taking so much time. We had a longer call than normal, but I think we got some good information. I really appreciate all of you taking your time to share with us, and we look forward to you joining us next month on July 23rd at the same time, same telephone number, and you all will be getting notifications. So thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye. Good work.